Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we have a long time and very prolific UFO researcher and writer, Preston Dennett, back with us, and we'll be talking about his latest book, Humanoids and High Strangeness, 20 True UFO Encounters. We'll get into that in a moment, but right now, Tim and I and Preston will talk briefly about what's going on today with the U.S. government and its UFO investigation. And before we started, I asked Preston, have you read NASA's UAP report? And I gather from what you said, Preston, you were not very impressed.
No, I wasn't. I was disappointed, but not the least bit surprised, judging from what they've previously said over the past few months. Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Of course, what could we have expected?
Well, I would expect them to tell the truth, that they do know what UFOs are, that they are likely extraterrestrial, that there is evidence. But no, they're not going to go there. No, I'm not surprised. They haven't been forthcoming from the beginning, so why would they be now?
What's interesting is they focus most of it on techniques to collect reports of UAPs, and the Pentagon's AARO has a site now, AARO.mil, and supposedly eventually you'll be able to report sightings there, but when you look at their mission, it's strictly military bases. So, of course, they're giving up on 95% of the sightings.
Exactly. And let's face it, they're really only talking about sightings, ignoring any cases involving landings, people who've had face-to-face contact, onboard experiences, which is really the heart of the phenomena. Yeah, I'm not impressed. I looked at AARO's goals, too, and that definitely raised my eyebrows. The first three, I get it, basically analyzing and categorizing and determining capabilities. But the last three goals, there's six goals, really surprised me. If I remember correctly, one was governing the phenomena. Well, good luck with that. Mitigating UFO activity, another thing that I don't think they're going to be able to do. And ultimately, I think the last one was obtaining the technology. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, governing, that really actually made me laugh when I heard that.
Well, I think when they mention something like getting technology, Preston, they're referring strictly to the possibility that some of these things are test aircraft or drones from other countries. They're not providing the implication getting technology from ET.
Yeah, well, which is exactly why it's disingenuous. Let's look at just the number of satellites we have and their capabilities of reading a postage stamp. You're telling me they don't know what this phenomena is? They don't have enough data? That they don't think it's extraterrestrial and it could be us? I mean, come on, they can't possibly be serious.
Well, of course, they don't expect to reveal anything there. I suspect a lot of this is just a diversion.
Yeah, it stinks of propaganda to me. In the recent congressional hearings with Grush, Fravor, and Graves, I will say that did go farther than I thought it would. I was really impressed to hear Congress people talking about unequivocally that there is a UFO cover-up, that UFOs are real, that some of them have actually seen them, that the Pentagon isn't cooperating. Yeah, that was strong rhetoric. I don't think we've heard quite that before. But not disclosure by any means. It's just all talk.
Well, also the problem is with congressional hearings is some people, I shan't mention them, we know who they are, use it for showboating, for just motor-mouthing stupid comments. Like, there was a congressional hearing involving the Attorney General of the United States. Now, agree with him or disagree, at least show the guy some respect. But these people were impossible. It was like, we're going to look great on X or on certain news outlets. So I think the problem is, when you get to UAPs, how could you expect anything better? They're going to put on a show.
Yeah, I did notice that. They talked more than the witnesses did. I'm like, what is going on here? Let the witnesses talk. What are you doing?
They love the sounds of their own voices.
Yes, so it would seem. So I'm not expecting disclosure anytime soon. Sooner or later, it's got to happen. The truth can kind of take care of itself. But I don't feel like they're doing this voluntarily. I really don't.
You know, I'm thinking here in terms of trying to get disclosure. Back in the 50s, Major Donald Kehoe tried that. His second book, Flying Saucers from Outer Space, unfortunately, despite selling a lot of copies, Hollywood acquired it and then made Earth versus the Flying Saucers under the influence of it, supposedly.
Really? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And Kehoe was embarrassed. Yeah, I think he believed that Hollywood, if they bought the rights to his book, would consider a documentary or something. Unfortunately, he was naive about Hollywood.
What a shame.
You know, you didn't understand. When Hollywood buys rights to a book, that means they could take the basic title of the book and everything else would be different. They do what they want to do unless you have some power. If you're a powerful author and you get maybe a producing credit, you have some input. But right, they don't care about you.
Yeah, well, that's terrible, because Kehoe is a true hero, I think. I mean, I really admire what he did, pushing this subject forward against the Air Force policy line that this is all hoaxes, hallucinations, and misperceptions. But yeah, look what happened to Travis Walton's story, Fire in the Sky. It was a good movie, I'll give it that. But in terms of the onboard segment, the most interesting part of the movie, complete fiction. Absolutely Hollywoodized. It was nonsense. That's not what happened.
We had one of the people who was a producer of the film on here. Okay. And he said very simply and very basically that the studio told him that they had to change that sequence because it matched that of a current film. That's what Tracy Torme said. And therefore, you know, it's Hollywood. They've got to basically follow what they're told. That's why they altered that scene from what really happened.
Yeah, well, I heard there were talks to do a remake. I don't know if that ever moved forward. But I wish they had fought harder to keep the truth in, because that set UFO research back 5 or 10 years. I can't tell you how many people asked me, is that what happens when people are taken on board? You know, do they lay that sheet over you and stick a needle in your eye and float you around this honeycomb? Like, no. I've never had a report anything remotely close to that. So, yeah, I was disappointed. Though the movie was good, I will give it that.
Well, Tracy Torme, of course, is, as they say, a child of Star Trek. He worked on Star Trek Next Generation. He was one of the people who put together the holodeck. So we can't really hate him. The holodeck, I think, is one of the fun things about Star Trek.
That's right, yeah. I'm a huge Trekkie, so.
Just fast question before we get back into flying saucers and such. The prequel, Star Trek Strange New Worlds, where you see Spock years before he joined Captain Kirk. You see a younger Captain Kirk, supposedly. You see Captain Pike. You see all these characters. You see Uhura. You saw the episode, I don't know if you did or not, where they were all singing. How do you like that show?
Well, I enjoy all the spin-offs. I think it got a little bit out of control after a while with all the movies. Because I'm really old school. I like the original best of all. But yeah, I think it's an amazing franchise, and I really enjoy pretty much all of them.
We've got Preston, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, I'm not a big Star Wars fan because I just think they take the same ground and repeat it over and over again and give it a different person or a different title. With Star Trek, they've expanded the franchise considerably, but I really enjoyed, and I don't know about you guys, whether you saw it, Tim, the musical episode of Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. Part of it is that a lot of them really sing. Like the woman who plays the young Uhura is a Broadway star. She sings.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them for wanting to continue milking the series because it was super successful. I did see a show on it, and it turned out that Lucille Ball was instrumental in getting this show, the original one, on the air.
Right.
I did not know that.
Well, of course, she headed Desilu Studios that she founded with her ex-husband, Desi Arnaz. And she shepherded the original Star Trek, that's the original series, pilot. Then when NBC rejected the concept from Gene Roddenberry, they redid it. They modified the Spock character. They took out the woman number one, the female number one that didn't go over so well back in the 60s. They, of course, made Spock the chief science officer. They also added some other characters to it, like Sulu, for example, and Dr. McCoy, and William Shatner replaced Jeffrey Hunter. Now, in every sense, I don't know whether we could say Shatner was better, although his massive ego certainly helped present the character properly. But Jeffrey Hunter died only a few years later. So had Jeffrey Hunter, as Captain Pike, continued, the franchise might have died.
Wow. Yeah, it was a groundbreaking show in a lot of different ways. So, in a very limited budget, I remember that was part of the show. They're like, well, we'll give you a good go ahead, but you only get this much money. So it was a shoestring budget.
Well, right now, of course, with the new Trek stuff, they have unlimited budgets almost. They spend millions of dollars on every episode. The special effects are first rate.
If you've seen the original episodes being broadcast now, they've gone and redone all of the special effects and brought them up to date. The opening sequences, a lot of the ships flying through space have been digitized, CGI. And when I saw it just recently, I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. What's different about it? And I actually had to go and look it up and see that they had redone the original series for syndication.
And also, of course, they digitized the film so they can enhance the quality. So it's sharper. The audio is better. With every property, look what they've done with the Beatles. They've remixed those songs several times over the years. Each time they use newer technology to bring out more of it. What they want you to do is be able to sit in your living room or something and believe the Fab Four is playing live for you. Listen, for example, to Angry, the new song from the Rolling Stones that was actually recorded just a few months ago. And the sound is first rate. They're using all the modern technology. So, you know, that's a good thing. Preserving. And the one thing, before we go back, that special from Peter Jackson, The Beatles Get Back, which is, what, 6 or 8 hours in several parts, where they actually use digital correction to bring out audio of John Lennon and Paul McCartney speaking that couldn't be caught or couldn't be heard in the original recording back in the 60s.
Amazing. Well, now with AI, they can do whatever they want.
They can replace me. You know, I might be an AI right now. Think about it. You might be Preston. No, you're too young. Tim, I don't know. I'm on the fence about Tim.
Been AI a long time. Using that secret black project technology.
Well, you see, people now are going to say, with conspiracy theories so common, that maybe E.T. gave us AI. We reverse-engineered the Roswell crash wreckage, and now, of course, we have AI. I like to think, though, that humans can do it themselves. We don't need E.T. to tell us the way. We should be smart enough.
Well, you would hope so. I don't have much faith in our leaders, but The AI revolution is definitely having a huge impact.
Hopefully one that's favorable ultimately, but of course, anytime you can misuse a technology, that's where it is. So I'll ask you that question before we get into your book. Obviously, there have been stories over the years of attempts to reverse engineer alien technology from Roswell or somewhere. David Grush, the so-called whistleblower, was saying the same thing, of course, not providing any evidence that it was so. Do you think that any of our technology today is all or partly the result of reverse engineering?
Well, obviously, I can't say for sure, but I don't think we should discount it. I have talked to a few whistleblowers myself. Probably the most impressive was a guy who was a subcontractor for the military and worked at Edwards Air Force Base. When he told me that, definitely my ears perked up because Edwards has all kinds of UFO stories surrounding it. And he was actually in a hospital on his deathbed when he contacted me, died shortly later, wanted to do his part for disclosure. And long story short, he said he was working at Edwards, walking by a hangar, heard a low buzzing noise, looked and saw a UFO, classic saucer, shiny silver, floating a few feet above the ground inside a hangar. It was a tiny little thing, about the size of a sports car. And he turned to his employer and said, "What's that?" His employer, of course, refused to say anything and wouldn't tell him for years until he was hired for another job. And his employer said, "It's an emergency, we need you." And the guy I interviewed said, "I'm not doing it unless you tell me what we saw." And eventually, his employer said, "Well, okay, but you can't tell anyone. That was not a UFO, but it was reverse engineered from extraterrestrial technology, and it's an electromagnetic craft using technically anti-gravity. It creates a magnetic field outside the craft, which propels it in the desired direction." So, yeah, it's another anecdotal story. But there's so many that I think at some point we're going to have to face the fact that these stories are matching up.
But we don't have a craft that does that now, do we? Or are they mistaken for UFOs?
Well, yeah, I think they are. I think a lot of what people are seeing are probably our own. Again, hard to prove, but Graves and Fravor and Rush are certainly not the only whistleblowers out there. They're just the tip of the iceberg. There's hundreds of these guys. So I think there definitely is something to it.
More with Preston, Gene, and Tim, and his latest book from Preston. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall near a North Carolina barrier island, bringing rain, damaging winds, and dangerous surges this morning. Ophelia is expected to sweep along the mid-Atlantic coast to New Jersey on Sunday. At 7:44 p.m. Saturday night, the National Hurricane Center said that Ophelia had slowed to become a tropical depression, and all storm surge and tropical storm warnings had been discontinued. Kim Kardashian is channeling her inner Scream Queen.
Kim
Kardashian getting positive reviews for her acting debut in American Horror Story, Delicate. The latest season of the horror anthology premiered Wednesday night, starring Emma Roberts and Cara Delevingne alongside Kardashian. So far, public response to the show has been positive, with many reviews praising Kardashian's performance. I'm Corey Mott.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
What worries me about Grush is that he can't tell you anything in public. He says he can speak in a classified briefing, maybe a skiff, I don't know. But when's that going to happen, if ever?
Yeah, well, that's part of my problem, too. He does seem to have a good resume. He's not, as far near as I can tell, really a direct participant to all of this. He's saying he's seen or talked to people who have seen stuff, but he himself has, seen a few photographs and things like this, heard stories. So he's, in a way, it's hearsay. This is all more talk. And I think we do have the proof. I mean, I do think Roswell happened. Somewhere out there is the Roswell craft and the bodies, and it's not just Roswell. So sooner or later, someone's going to come forward who's much closer to what's going on, and we'll see how this rolls out. But I don't know. It feels very controlled. I wonder if it's sanctioned to a degree. Like, we want you to go on the front line, put your story out. We'll control the narrative. I don't know, that's pure, speculation, but I worry about it because there's so much misinformation and disinformation surrounding this field. We know there's a cover-up. There's no doubt about that. It's demonstrable. So I just feel like this is so tightly controlled that if he was a true, honest-to-God whistleblower and had very sensitive information, they'd just off him. He wouldn't be talking.
Yes, but if you off them, you draw attention to them, you make them a martyr. If Grush were off tomorrow, they got rid of him. Well, he must have known something. Of course, they can also put up someone like a Grush, feed him fake information, and just let him roll with it.
Yeah, I think this is one of the reasons why there are a lot of whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork, because to prosecute them or go after them in any way is going to draw attention, is going to lend legitimacy to their testimonies. We're at a point where we're saturated with information. This, I think, is the driving force behind disclosure. if our governments or who's ever behind this cover-up doesn't start taking steps to disclose, they're going to look irrelevant, not credible, like idiots. And they're already at that point. Everyone within the UFO community is kind of rolling their eyes at these recent NASA statements because it's just, like I said, it's disingenuous. Pick up a UFO book, for Pete's sake. You can get more information from Timothy Good's book, Above Top Secret, than any of these NASA guys.
Yes, but who believes the government anymore? We have a country now, talking specifically about the U.S. here, a country where nearly half the people do not believe the current president of the United States was lawfully elected to that position. If they believe that, and the government tomorrow said, okay, we have evidence that E.T. is here, UAPs have an off-world origin, a lot of people are going to say, ah, sure, right on.
Yeah, and rightfully so, because if you've lied for 80 years, who's to say you're not lying now? It's almost too late. I don't think we should be looking to them for answers. Almost everything we know, truly, about the UFO phenomena and E.T. contact doesn't come from the government, doesn't come from pundits on TV or scientists who profess to know about this subject without ever having investigated it. It's coming from one source only, and that's the people who've had contact, the contactees. So I don't think we should be looking to our government for answers.
It just makes me, it makes me think why the cover-up in the first place. Now, of course, people have always said, you go back to the 1950s and 60s, that the reason for the cover-up is because people would panic and there would be, War of the Worlds type of episodes, where people would be out with their shotguns shooting at water towers. But do you think that that's something that would go on today? I mean, face it, all of us have grown up with the idea of people from other planets. Saturday morning cartoons, there was tons of friendly little aliens interacting with the main characters. So why keep up the charade? I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, I wish I could say with more authority. This isn't really my area of expertise, though I certainly try to keep up with what's going on. Ultimately, I really think it comes down to greed, money, power. If we do have this technology, the craft, and I think we do, I think they're just trying to retain control of it. I don't know. I think it's a poor decision. I think they're handling it the wrong way. So at some point, I do think that it would benefit everyone involved to just tell the truth. It's not hard. But they haven't done it. They're not doing it. So I don't think they're going to be doing it. I don't think the U.S. is ever going to be fully truthful or transparent with this subject, unless this whole thing busts wide open from another source. If ETs came down and said, made it absolutely unmistakable, well, there, game over. Or another country, perhaps. But, yeah, they've painted themselves into a corner at this point. This is a policy they've adopted from the beginning, and they are still doing it. So I think there's a lot of reasons behind why this is still being covered up.
What bothers me, though, is why no other country has come forth with information. I would think some of the so-called rogue countries, Russia, North Korea, Iran, they come out and say, look what we know, because I can't believe only one country has proof here.
Yeah, well, it could very well be that they're all working together at the highest levels. There is a worldwide cover-up. We do know this from England, France, Canada, they all have accounts of UFO crashes. Certainly not just in the United States. Russia, of course, as well. So, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I can say absolutely that I'm disappointed with how this is being rolled out. I mean, what was it, 3 years ago we started having congressional hearings with the Tic Tac coming out and all the gimbal footage and all the stuff. And Moultrie and Daley, the head guys of defense, were under oath lying throughout the entire hearing. They were asked flat out, have we ever shot at these objects? Both instantly said no. Well, that's not true. And we can prove this. There are documents talking all about the Battle of L.A., where we shot 1,400 rounds of ammunition at an unidentified object, which is remains unidentified. There's a photograph of it on the cover of the L.A. Times. This object with searchlights converged on it. Yes, we've shot at them. We shot at them throughout the 1950s. And they were asked again about the Malmstrom incident in 1967, and anyone who's been in this field for any length of time knows that in 1967, UFOs hovered over Malmstrom Air Force Base and shut off our ICBMs, our nuclear-tipped missiles. They said, we have no reporting on that. Really? So you're the head of the Defense Department, and this is our nuclear missile base, and you don't even know about this? Really? I don't believe you for one second.
Well, certainly the pop culture certainly paints the picture. Shoot first, ask questions later. Look, for example, at the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, which influenced a lot of the flying saucer culture of the 50s, especially contactees. What happens when E.T. lands and this entity wearing this silvery suit comes out? As soon as he puts his hand inside his uniform, someone shoots him. So, look at that. We got more to come. And the book, by the way, from Preston Dennett, is called Humanoids and High Strangeness. We're going to get into that. I'm Gene. He's Tim Swartz. You're in
the Pedicast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The other example I'm going to give, by the way, Preston Dennett, is the movie Earth versus the Flying Saucers, where we know E.T. came here to take over. But we shot at them in that film before they did anything except show up. So that's part of the picture here. But when we say, of course, like in the book, Shoot 'em Down, that we fired at UFOs, who'd have a doubt? Even if we didn't deliberately intend to do it, with the paranoia, especially during the early days of the Cold War. If you were in the military, want or feel the urge to shoot at something strange, these things happen. Just be lucky the E.T. didn't shoot back.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that book, Frank Ficino. That's required reading for anyone who wants to understand what's going on. Because we have reacted very violently, very hostily. And it kind of makes me laugh when you see this E.T. threat narrative being put forth. When we're the ones who have been violent and reacted badly, if E.T. wanted to, we would be wiped out in a heartbeat. Of course, that hasn't happened. We're imposing our own cultural morals or views on these guys. We're the ones who kill each other in large numbers. We're the ones who assault each other and lie and steal and treat each other badly. And if you look objectively at the contact experience, that's not how they treat people at all. People are pulled on board and they're healed. They're given a tour of the craft, shown the engine room, told how it works, taken up to the control room, told how to fly the craft, even allowed to fly the craft.
There's a story, by the way, that before King Charles was king, when he was a prince, and I know I sent a copy of the information to Tim, that he flew a flying saucer back way back when.
Really, I have not heard that.
King Charles piloting a UFO. As I said, I don't know whether we can take it seriously or not. I sent it over to Tim to look at. It's a new UFO show, and they investigate the claim that Prince Charles flew a prototype UFO in 1975. Prototype meaning reverse engineered. So, who knows what might have happened. I would think, though, that if we had a prototype UFO in 1975, our technology for flying would be much farther advanced than it is now. That's the thing that bothers me about stories of reverse engineering. Where is the evidence of that advanced technology, and where is it demonstrating advanced flight characteristics, advanced propulsion systems? I think with propulsion systems, though, the oil industry wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the causes behind the UFO cover-up. I'm saying, you know, money is a big factor here, and let's face it, we're an oil-based economy. We're making billions of dollars off of it, and just releasing free energy, how are they going to make money off of that? But, you know, the TR-3B, this is often pointed to by UFO researchers as being an example of reverse engineering. These triangular craft that have been sighted all over the world and apparently do have some of the characteristics we see with UFOs. So I don't know. I don't think we can discount the possibility or even probability that ET technology is being reverse engineered. Most researchers do have cases from whistleblowers pointing towards this.
What about electric cars, EVs? Do you think that could be based on any extraterrestrial technology? I mean, it's not free energy, folks, because when you charge your EV, you're still paying for the electricity. It's a fraction of getting a tank of gas, but still you're paying for it.
I don't know that I've heard of any good reporting on electric cars being related to extraterrestrial technology in any way. But I do know that the electric car industry was basically quashed for years by the oil industry. So there is another example of money talking before progress.
But right now the auto companies are putting in billions and billions of dollars towards EV. We have one company, Tesla, that's selling, what, 1.5 or 2 million cars a year? It's a lot of cars.
Yeah, it is. And there was the whole self-driving car phenomena, which I thought was pretty interesting. I personally don't want a computer driving me around. What if the computer is hacked? Next thing you know, you're driving up to Antarctica or something. No.
Well, that would be a cold solution. But I think part of the problem there, too, is that autopilot doesn't work yet. It still has bugs. Elon Musk has made promises about the technology. Then there's a crash somewhere. So right now it's not reliable enough. Maybe AI will make it work better. Maybe we'll have a Johnny Cab like they did in the movie Total Recall. Remember Johnny Cab?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty alarming, some of the stuff you see. They've got those humanoid robotic robots, I guess you just call them, who basically pass the Turing test, are able to masquerade as humans, and we wouldn't know, and they certainly look like humans. So that does make me wonder how far this has gone behind the scenes, because if you look into this, particularly with the military, the technology that's in the public arena is far behind what they actually have. So that really makes me wonder about these robotic guys that they're showing us publicly, or for that matter, the holograms and holographs of these whales coming out of gymnasium floors or flying through the sky, and the drone shows that they're putting on now could easily fool anyone that that's a UFO.
Going back to the alien-based technology being reversed engineered, I mean, considering the descriptions that have been given to us by some of these witnesses, a lot of them that you've talked to yourself, Preston, it just makes me think that all of this would really, at this point, still be too far ahead of human scientists to be able to really do much with it. I mean, you know, if we did manage to get a hold of a crashed UFO, would we even be able to know what to do with it? It would be like a jet plane crashing and Neanderthals getting a hold of it. I mean, they're beat on it with rocks, and that's about it. And I think that's really where we are at this point. You know, I mean, some of the descriptions I've heard, we couldn't even get inside the things if they were steel sealed up.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Also, let's use that analogy. A Neanderthal, they can grab a piece of it, and look, they have a advanced little knife now, and they can use it to do things that they've never been able to do before. I think that's kind of like where we are at. So yeah, we've taken little pieces of it here and there and done amazing things with it. But yeah, I have the same, you know, I've read that too, that there are some crafts we can't even get into. We do open them up, there's nothing in there that we can recognize in terms of a power source. If you talk to the contactees, these crafts themselves are, in a sense, partly biological or alive, yes, or embodied, driven psychically. I like Grant Cameron's book that he put out, Sky Pilots, because that echoes what Dolly Safran, who you guys talked to, I believe, last time we were on the show. She was taught how to pilot these craft, and she said the same thing. It's all flown psychically. Their technology is very much consciousness-based. So our abilities to reverse engineer it are very limited.
You know, when you talk about living UFOs or partly living UFOs, I think of the TV series of maybe 20 years ago called Farscape. Remember Farscape?
Ben Browder
and Claudia Black were in it. It was about this astronaut who gets caught in a wormhole, and he's on the other side of the galaxy. And they meet advanced creatures. They meet a civilization that also has living spaceships. They're living intelligence creatures that you can communicate with. It's fascinating. It's worth watching. It's got to be on Amazon or somewhere where you can watch it, Farscape. It had like 4 seasons, and then it ended on a cliffhanger, and then they had like a quick mini-series to wrap it all up. And I recommend it. It's using Jim Henson puppets for some of the creatures, but nothing is perfect. Preston Dennett, maybe he's perfect. Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, you're in
The Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.